A word for you from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This verse will be quoted around the world during this Christmas time, for it is indeed one of the clearest prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ, of our Emmanuel, God with us. And if you consider the context, it is amazing, because God was predicting the virgin birth in a context here where even God's people were doubting him. And it happened in this way, that Isaiah the prophet had prophesied during the reign of Ahaz, the king of Judah, if you read the verses just before this, verse 14, and Judah was busy being attacked by awful enemies, Rezin, king of Aram, Pekah, king of the northern kingdom of Israel. But God was not ready to let Jerusalem to be captured, so he sent Isaiah and his younger son Shear Jashub, whose name means a remnant will return, to relay this message of hope to King Ahaz. And Isaiah tells King Ahaz that within 65 years nothing would be left of the two kings who threatened Judah. In other words, God promised a victory, but Ahaz found it too difficult to believe. And so God says to Ahaz, look, and this is in verse 10 and 11, ask a sign then. Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. You can make that sign as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. In other words, the most extreme picture you can imagine, that you can fantasize. Ask for a sign from me, whether it's as deep as hell or as high as heaven, ask for a sign. Ahaz, with pretended piety, says, no, I don't want to ask or test the Lord. And then God responds with this verse 14 that we've read for today. Listen, I will give you a sign, and this will be the ultimate sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And here God presents not just the context of that time and the doubtful King Ahaz with the plan of salvation, Jesus born of a virgin, and who would bring salvation to God's people. And the Lord brings this into that darkness of enemies around them to say that not only this, but I'm going to present a sign much deeper than Sheol, much higher than heaven. And this will be the sign that a virgin will conceive and bring forth a son, and his name will be Emmanuel. Isn't that wonderful? God has promised that sign not just for Ahaz and the house of David, but for all of us. The Messiah has come to us. No wonder it is the good news proclaimed to all nations, for every tribe.